You're listening to WLVR. This is First Person Lehigh Valley, where community members tell their own stories.
My name is Matthew Easterwood. I'm from Macungie, Pennsylvania. I am a gay man, and this is my story. Before I came out, my identity, like, it didn't exist, really. I would think and act and, you know, choose to like what I thought society, you know, how I was supposed to act, what I was supposed to say. And a lot of queer people, you know, face that issue when they're young because they're afraid of what society's going to do to them. So they create, you know, this protective identity that shields them from harm. So after coming out, you know, I was finally able to form that identity that was actually me, that I wanted for myself. As a gay feminine man, I'm discriminated by the straight culture just for being gay. And for being a feminine man, I'm discriminated by gay people. I mean, it's not easy to be a double minority. And I say double minority while also recognizing that I'm still extremely privileged in my life. But I also understand that someone's perception of me is a reflection of them, and my reaction to them is an awareness of me. So the fact that someone thinks that I'm too feminine to even talk to, you know, that doesn't say anything about me. It just says that I'm feminine, which I already know, and I own it, and I'm proud of it. What it says about them is that they are not secure enough in their masculinity, in their sexuality, in their gender expression to be able to even have a simple, nonverbal conversation on a texting app with me. In the gay community, people have become accustomed to identifying with certain tribes and advertising traits of themselves so that everyone else knows which tribe they are a part of and which tribes they don't like for whatever reason. These traits are usually masculine or feminine. And I've learned not to subscribe to this either-or dichotomy of one or the other. We should freely express as much or as little of either or both as we want to. And that's where my experience with femphobia in the gay community comes from. So femphobia is the fear or hatred of men who exhibit more feminine characteristics. After I came out, you know, I started being more comfortable with my own identity and, you know, figuring out what it is that it is a part of my identity, and having other gay friends who are also very feminine, who do their makeup and their hair, and they, you know, have nails, and they wear feminine jewelry and clothing. You know, that kind of exposed me to, you know, the possibilities. I would also say, too, exposing myself to the local drag community at Stonewall in Allentown. Just being exposed to those gender-bending representations of art and how they can be translated into everyday life as something as simple as your outfit really helped me kind of explore and expand my gender expression into what it is today. And even today, it's still evolving and it's still pretty fluid, and I don't think, you know, it's ever supposed to stop changing. You know, maybe 10 years from now, I'll be this totally masculine person. I don't know. You know, it's all about just going with the journey that you want to go on.
Matthew Easterwood on First Person Lehigh Valley. If you'd like to be considered for this series, fill out the story form at our website at wlvr.org/firstperson.